Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
For the first time in more than a year, fans returned to the Garden last night. They were there to watch the Bruins play the Islanders, but things have definitely changed. Capacity was limited to 12%. Face masks were required. Fans sat in small pods, and they were not allowed to gather in the concourse. WBUR's Sarah Rose Brenner was there and reports the crowd may have been small, but the fans' enthusiasm was not.
Let's go!
The entrance outside North Station was buzzing.
I feel like a little kid right now. I feel free.
It feels awesome to be back in the stands. It feels awesome.
This is so exciting to finally be able to get out and do something normal.
Capacity was limited to 2,200 fans, but that wasn't obvious standing outside. It was a sea of jerseys and other Bruins gear, and fans showing different degrees of relief, excitement, and joy. Here are Anthony and Dennis DeMeo from East Boston.
I kept saying, I can't believe it's only 22 and we're like one of the like few two that go in and stuff. So, I mean, it's crazy, but times like these, I feel fortunate to go.
Yeah, we're just happy to be here.
Even the strict protocols weren't dampening the night for Joe Pazziali from Kingston.
Yeah, it feels awesome to get to be with all the fans and feels like a normal life, except wearing masks, but, you know, it feels great.
But could 12% of capacity match the atmosphere of the Garden at 100%? Ryan and Victoria Bailey from Loudoun, New Hampshire, said they were up to the task.
He's extremely loud.
I'm pretty loud.
He's loud.
I'm pretty loud. I'm not 17, 865 loud, but I can make some noise. And
you can feel it, though. Everybody is so happy. It's just
it honestly it's doesn't
palpable
even,
right
I,
now.
I thought it was going to be like a ghost town out here this time. There's significantly more people outside and about than I thought was going to be.
Inside the arena, it was noticeably quieter. The crowd was seated in small pods of 2 to 4 people, with what felt like miles separating them. A few sections were closed entirely. If you wanted a beer, you ordered it on your phone and picked it up. But in some ways, it was business as usual. And there was still the buzz you expect to feel watching a hockey game. That's following Steven Kampfe's goal late in the first period. The game didn't end well, a 4-3 overtime loss. But Kampfe said the fans were always in it.
You know, we heard them from the time we stepped down at the beginning of the game to the end. And, you know, it's what Boston fans are great for. You know, they're loud, they're passionate. And, you know, we definitely fed off their energy tonight. You know, we will going forward, and it's just unfortunate we couldn't get a win, for the first game back in the building.
This was the first of a 7-game homestand for the Bruins, so fans will have plenty of chances to see a win soon in person. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Sarah Rose Brenner.